Jalen Hurts scored the only touchdown for the Philadelphia Eagles in a 16-9 win over Detroit on Sunday night. The Eagles are the only team in the NFC East with more than 3 wins and the second one in the conference to 8 wins. Their 8-2 record puts them in contention to take the top seed and earn home field advantage as the Super Bowl champions go for a repeat. The Lions failed to convert on 5 fourth down attempts and were 3 of 13 on third down. NFL scoreboard from yesterday. In overtime, it was Miami beating Washington 16-13. Buffalo outscored Tampa Bay 44-32, while Carolina wins in overtime over Atlanta 30-27. Chicago escapes Minnesota 19-17. Green Bay downs the Giants 27-20. Houston edges Tennessee 16-13. Jacksonville blows out the Chargers 35-6. It was Pittsburgh downing Cincinnati 34-12. The Rams edge Seattle 21-19. San Francisco pounds Arizona 41-22. Baltimore knocks off Cleveland 23-16. Denver edges Kansas City on a last-second field goal 22-19. And Philadelphia tops Detroit 16-9. Chase Walker and Tyreek Coleman scored 19 points apiece to help Illinois State defeat Long Beach State yesterday 82-80. In top 25 college men's basketball, number 1 Houston escapes 22nd-ranked Auburn 73-72. It was number 2 Purdue over Akron 97-79. And 10th-ranked Florida got by Miami of Florida 82-68. Elsewhere in men's basketball, in Big 12 play, it was Oklahoma State over Texas A&M Corpus Christi 85-69, and Cincinnati down Mount St. Mary's 72-55. Over in the Big 10 yesterday, it was Ohio State over Notre Dame 64-63, and Indiana got by Incarnate Word 69-61. Addie Brown had 11 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. Audie Crooks and Alyssa Williams had double-doubles. And number 16, Iowa State cruised to a 98-52 win over Norfolk State. Crooks had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Williams, 10 points and 12 rebounds for the Cyclones. Shadeezy Wright scored 19 points. Layla Hayes added 14 off the bench. Number 21, Iowa, got by Northern Iowa, 74-41. Wright had a near-perfect shooting performance, making 7 of 8 shots overall, 3 of 3 on three-pointers, and 2 of 2 free throws. Hayes, too, shot it well, making 6 of 8 field goals and going 2 of 3 from the free-throw line. Top 25 college women's basketball scoreboard from Sunday. It was number 22 Louisville beating Clemson 65-54. Sixth-ranked Oklahoma got by Western Carolina 95-32. Number 1 UConn blows out Ohio State 100-68. Number 7 Baylor got by Lemoyne 99-43. It was ninth-ranked Maryland over Princeton 84-68. Number 17 at TCU upends number 10 at 10 North Carolina State 69-59. 15th-ranked Duke beat Liberty 71-57. It was number 24 Michigan State over Western Michigan 98-44. And number 4 Texas rolls by Texas Southern 111-45. Other scores in Big 12 women, it was Cincinnati beating Georgetown 100-61. Texas A&M knocked off Kansas State 77-72. It was Texas Tech over Arkansas 80-68. Colorado down Portland State 77-45. Arizona got by Grambling 85-64. And Arizona State topped Santa Clara 82-77. In Big Ten women's, Nebraska down North Dakota State 82-70. It was Penn State over St. Joseph 89-77. Rutgers knocked off Fairleigh Dickinson 59-49. Wisconsin took care of Green Bay 76-72. Oregon over Army 80-55. And Indiana got by Florida State 76-72. Georgia has moved up to number 4 in the latest AP Top 25 poll. Oklahoma back in the top 10. Ohio State remains ranked number 1 with Indiana at 2, Texas A&M at 3, Georgia at 4, and Mississippi at 5. Rounding out the top 10, Texas Tech at 6, Oregon at 6, Oklahoma at 8, Notre Dame 9, and Alabama at number 10. BYU comes in at 11, Utah at 13, Southern Cal to 16, Michigan at 18, and Houston at number 25. Others receiving votes outside of the top 25, Illinois, Arizona State, Arizona, Iowa, and Washington. NBA scoreboard, Boston over the Clippers, 121-118. San Antonio down Sacramento, 123-110. Brooklyn got by Washington, 129-106. Golden State over New Orleans, 124-106. In overtime, Houston down to Orlando, 117-113. Dallas won in overtime over Portland, 138-133. Atlanta takes care of Phoenix, 124-122. And in double overtime, Utah outscores Chicago, 150-147. That's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.